We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Sebastian Maniscalco.
Good to be on the score. I mean, I've been a score guy ever since the 90s listening to you guys. You know, now with the Bears, I don't know what the hell's going on.
Afternoons on the score.
We'll build restrooms. We'll make this a place that people want to come and spend time.
Okay, cool.
You know, for $3.5 billion or $4.5 billion, whatever the price tag's going to be at the end of it, I agree with them. They should have bathrooms.
We'll build restrooms.
Public ones, Danny. Outdoor ones.
It's going to be a place where people are going to want to come because there's bathrooms.
He's talking about, you know, the ones on, on the beach. Like if you ever go to like Venice Beach in Cali or someplace like that, and you're like, oh, look at that, an outdoor bathroom. It's open to the public. Ooh, doesn't smell good anywhere near there or in there. This is the idea on the stadium campus. 14 acres of new fields, and there'll be bathrooms there so people can go there and play on the fields and use a bathroom.
We'll build restrooms.
Yeah, you need them.
We'll make this a place that people want to come and spend time.
Good magazines in there, you know?
Good road games. It's kind of like a Von Maur.
That poo-pourri spray that smells so nice.
It's maybe not as good as a Von Maur. I recommend that. Home Depot in a pinch. Yeah, they're showing off. Maybe a Lowe's showing off their home fixtures. Soldier Field is a choice for a road game.
I mean, listen, it was a beautiful park with the columns there for the history and for the memorial
amazing.
For the fallen soldiers, and it looks beautiful.
How about the open end somehow on both ends of the domed stadium? I couldn't really figure out exactly how that worked.
Yeah.
It's a rendering.
Yeah.
And then again, the etouffee, the crawfish etouffee on the top, of the translucent etouffee, or ETF.
We'll build restrooms.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, restrooms.
People will come, Ray. People will most definitely come.
Well, I mean, if you mentioned the bathrooms, the restrooms, then I guess I'm in. Never mind.
Knew you'd find a way there.
Yeah, I didn't. It's my mistake. This is so silly. It's going to save lives and bring us Final Fours. Let's talk about the events here. There's big promises because he was capacity's the same. It's going to be like a lot of the new stadiums, like Cowboy Stadium. Sounds like it'll have like flexible capacity for bigger events. They can add in stuff like add in seating.
Right.
For smaller events, they can remove seating and have more like places for you to stand, standing room only, walk around with drinks, etc. So it would be big enough for a Super Bowl, Final Four, things like that.
For anybody who doesn't know, they absolutely butchered the remodel of Soldier Field the first time around, including not having enough seats to even qualify for a Super Bowl,
right,
if an outdoor Super Bowl would have even been considered.
Yeah.
Now this one will be indoors and will have enough seats if they actually do it.
But
it's a nice touch.
And again, pardon me for caring about the details. All of that could still happen in Arlington Heights.
For sure.
And people would still fly into Chicago airports, stay at Chicago hotels, go to Chicago restaurants, and then commute out to the venue in Arlington Heights. For the Final Four, for the Super Bowl, for the Taylor Swift residency that they're promising with absolutely no backing to suggest that that would actually be a thing. We already got Taylor Swift. We already got Beyonce. We already get big concerts. To their point, of course you would get more in November, December, January, February with a climate-controlled domed stadium, but that would exist in Arlington Heights also.
It reminds me a little bit. I mean, and obviously we know that some of the logistic details are very different and that the Ricketts has paid for everything. They did get paid back with incredible tax benefits from the city and from the state. But when I remember when the Ricketts were just talking about building some of the stuff around Wrigley, and they talked about the plaza that's now Gallagher Way.
Yeah.
And like everything that was going to be there. And I remember one morning an exasperated Tom Ricketts going, you know, look, the plaza is going to be awesome. And he was trying to get people to understand that it was actually going to be pretty cool and it was worth some of the extra money and logistics. And it is awesome. Gallagher Way is awesome.
It's awesome.
It's awesome. Yeah. So, you know, some of these things are like, you know, you're trying to get people to wrap their heads around it. It's but you got to find a way to pay for it.
Yeah. And things have changed. Like the public appetite for this sort of thing has changed. Mm. Illinois' economic situation, by the way, has really improved in terms of its bond rating. J.B. Pritzker is going to run for president on that. He's going to run for president in 2028 on, when I came into office, everyone was talking about can't invest, it's going broke, it's bankrupt, all these things. Now it's an A rating political bond situation. Like, he's going to run on it. So I think it's going to be virtually impossible to change his mind, personally, because I think he's A, doesn't believe in it genuinely, but B, is not going to say I subsidize the billionaire, because that's what his political opponents are more apt to do stereotypically, like in terms of just like the global general election.
I think it depends on how much private money's going in, how much the league is involved, and how little that the state can get away with green lighting. Got three phases of public money that they're asking for. If JB can allow one phase of public money that does do some of the things for infrastructure while doing enough for the Bears to then invest their money, I think I could see him selling that. It's all negotiation, and you do have to spend some money to make some money.
Let's hear a little bit more from Brandon Johnson. Tanny, what else we got?
Why should taxpayers pay any dollars towards this? And, you know, what is your conversation going to be like with Governor Pritzker and state leaders?
Well, I appreciate the feedback that is coming from our partners at the state level, you know, and what I've said from the very beginning is that an investment like this requires real skin in the game from ownership, which they've done that, a commitment to public use, which they've done that, as well as, you know, an overall commitment to, you know, building a better, stronger, safer Chicago. This is about investing in the thousands of jobs that will manifest as a result of this investment. You know, we're talking, you know, conservatively, 24,000 jobs in the immediate, 43,000 jobs for the entire region, $2.5 billion of income into working families, providing us with the opportunity to continue to invest in housing and education, mental health services, growing our parks. The fact that we have a very sizable footprint now of 14 more acres of just athletic fields. I mean, this is a real opportunity to create real revenue by doing what works, which is putting people to work.
Turning to the jobs, Bears owners having skin in the game.
And that is how you sell it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you sell it. Whether it's true or not, and historically not supported by what economists would say, but that's how they sell these things. Hey, it's going to create jobs. What jobs? Construction jobs, labor jobs, union jobs. Like that's how you sell these sort of things. And by the way, like I've talked about with you before, like, if they did Arlington Heights, and if they did say tax dollars are going to have to go to improving the metro station and the exit ramp from the highway, you know, making it four lanes instead of two or whatever, you know, to make the ability to handle traffic flow, I had no problem with that. Like, if they wanted to say we're going to spend taxpayer dollars on building bridges to get across Lakeshore Drive to make it easier for people to access the lakefront.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, I actually don't have a problem with that. I know some people do, like, you know, but like the stadium itself, the roof, the thing that hosts the events, Nah, pay for that yourself. Kelso on the south side is on the score. What up, Kelso?
Yo, yo. Oh, my God. They did it again, man. Danny, when you said yesterday, like, why would they announce this 2 days, like a day before the most important day in this franchise? Well, you probably about to take the best players that you took to Buckus, and you, and it's embarrassing. They messaging is embarrassing. And I think the McCaskies got bamboozled with Kevin Warren. I think this guy doesn't give a damn about being the president of a football team. His ambitions is probably like the goal in politics. And just the, they did it again. Like everybody says with our sports franchises, the jinxes. Oh, with the Bears quarterbacks is a jinx, or you know what's a jinx is Bears public relations. Like, bro, this is crazy. We supposed to be talking about Caleb versus Jordan Love.
Dude, I feel you on that part so bad. I know. They're ruining Caleb Eve. Marry Caleb Eve, Kelso. Marry Caleb Eve. It's ridiculous.
It'll happen tomorrow.
I know.
It'll happen quickly. Could happen next segment. Could happen right here.
I got Caleb stuff for you.
There always is.
I got Caleb stuff.
We're going to be
you.
In Detroit tomorrow.
Can't wait.
Tomorrow and Friday for the NFL draft. Did a mock draft earlier in the show for Poles position. Ended up with Roma Dunze available and on the board at 9. We'll see what happens tomorrow. Looking forward to the road trip.
Our teammate Lawrence Holmes had a great, you know, rant today when he heard the prayer that opened up the Bears press conference today. Mayor Brandon Johnson is going on NBC Sports Chicago, and Lawrence is interviewing him.
Well, that should be juicy.
He told me that at the end of transition, and I was like, oh, man, I don't know how I would ask the prayer question without just a noticeable amount of snark. And I was like, are you going to ask him one? And he was like, yeah. Okay, here we go, Jim. Here we go, Tony. I just don't get it. I don't get it. I wouldn't be able to stop. I wouldn't. We asked, right, Shane? We put in a request, right? Yeah, right. It's not going to happen. But that's okay. I'm glad Lawrence is getting him over on NBC Sports Chicago. That will be an interesting forum.
When is that? Tonight on Football Night?
Airing after White Sox post, apparently. So that'll be interesting. That can be some good content for us tomorrow. But good job by Lawrence and those guys getting that interview. Because, yeah, there would definitely be some questions.
Robert McCoppin from the Chicago Tribune. What about the White Sox?
Yeah, right. What about the White
They're
Sox?
One of the key franchises in the city.
That's what they tell me. Oh, it's so good. Oh, man. We got a lot of calls, man. We got a lot of people who want this. Pat on the northwest side, you're on the score. Go ahead, Pat.
Hey, Brandon Johnson is no favorite of mine, but the guy, he doesn't realize he's being played, I mean, big time by the Bears. First of all, if the Friends of the Park could shut down George Lucas and Rahm Emanuel, they'll have no, this will be like mincemeat to them. They'll have no problem shutting him down. I mean, this guy, Brandon Johnson, he better worry about, they're talking about a recall vote in November on him, putting it on the ballot. That's what's going on. And he wants to, and he has the nerve to stand there and say, this is what we have to decide, what kind of city we are. How about a city that doesn't have 40 shot a week, 13 dead? That'd be a big one for me. I think that would be a really good thing. You know, not seeing six-year-old kids driving that get shot because they're in the car with their parents. This is ridiculous. And the Friends of the Park have made it clear, we'll sue them and they'll win. And I'm a longtime city employee. I was retired. And they're not the smartest people in the world. And we sued them. Chicago Fire Department paramedics sued them. And the one guy said to me, wow, you're not going to win in Cook County. And I looked at him and I said, are you stupid? We're suing you in federal court. We're not suing you in a city court. We're going to get a judge that's in for life, and you can't hurt him. And that's what's going to happen here. A federal judge that will not be squeezed by politicians is going to rule that it's sacred ground. You're not building on it. It's protected ground, not sacred, protected ground. But Brandon doesn't have a clue. He doesn't have a clue.
Thanks for the call, Pat.
God bless you all, and God bless the greatest freaking city in the world, city of Chicago. Kevin.
It's good stuff, Pat. Whether Brandon is under the spell or just choosing to try and hitch his wagons for any form of approval, it is very clear what's going on in that relationship.
We have a pretty big piece of NFL news that could impact a trade ahead of tomorrow night's NFL draft. I don't think the Bears would be interested, but there's going to be a ton of shakeup with and around the draft. There was an insane criticism of Caleb Williams that we have to get to. You've got some stories from your time away.
Big, big Cubs news broken on this show by the manager earlier today as well.
Yeah, Cody Bellinger, two fractured. Cody Westerlund's ribs.
Oh, thank God he's okay.
Yeah, Cody Bellinger, two fractured ribs and is on the IL. PCA is up.
Cody Parkey has had his ribs broken by Bears fans.
We need our Odyssey shortstop from Cody Westerlund, so I'm glad he's all right.
Praise be. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.